24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Sean's Auto Repair and Performance is grateful for another year of support from their amazing customers. They wish everyone a Christmas filled with love and a new year full of possibilities.
This holiday season, Tri-County Building Supply thanks their loyal customers for an amazing year. They send warm wishes for a Merry Christmas and a prosperous new year.
It's magic and memories. Magic. Wonders and wishes. And when it touches your heart,
it feels like Christmas.
It feels like Christmas.
At Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Christmas is not always happy for everyone. It can be downright sad for many. A time of aloneness that can be suffered but never explained. I remember quite a few sad Christmases. Hindsight, of course, is a great teacher, and in looking back, I find that the sad Christmases were probably the most meaningful. There were no thoughts of personal gifts or a special tree or a family gathering. It was a time of being alone, not necessarily by choice, but by circumstance. In looking back, those Christmases hold a special meaning, because it was the discovery of the heart of Christmas that went deep within my being. No trappings, just the thought of a lonely, forlorn couple sheltered in a cold cave where domesticated beasts were housed, and a child born and laid in a feeding trough for animals. The first Christmas was a very lonely Christmas. It was a real Christmas, just as many were and are for those without. Because Christmas in those times finds a place within and makes way for the joyous Christmases yet to come. I'm Gib Forster. Have a Merry Christmas.
A favorite moment, a treasured memory. A simple tradition, a family's love. We wish these blessings to you, our families, friends, and supporters, this Christmas. From the residents and staff of Schmidt Woodland Hills.
It feels like Christmas.
It feels like Christmas.
At Schmidt Woodland Hills.
It is 2 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're listening to WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. And looking at the forecast today, highs not too bad, around 32. Southeast winds 8 to 17 and mostly cloudy. Cloudy as well tonight, lows of 28, southeast winds of around 10. Monday, highs of 37, mostly cloudy with a slight chance for some early morning drizzle. And then on Tuesday, Christmas Eve, mostly cloudy and highs in the mid-30s. As for right now, it's 14 degrees. Southwest winds are at 2. A reminder that the Highland Historical Society Bingo will not be held today, but it will return in January.
A Gospel Christmas.
Hello, friend, and welcome back for hour 2 of the Gospel Greats, the greatest songs about the greatest message, the gospel. I'm Rodney Balkum, and coming up today, we're celebrating Christmas.
I think Christmas is the one time of year where everyone, on some level, acknowledges the Creator.
The traditions, the wonder of Christmas.
Let's celebrate the birth of our Savior.
The Promised One has come to bring joy to the world.
Merry Christmas!
Joy to the world. The Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him a room, and heaven and nature sing.
Save your reigns.
Let men
Americans with joy to the world. We're celebrating the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ, the only begotten of the Father. It's a wonderful time of year filled with love, family, and tradition. Mike Lefevre talks about how traditions change through the years.
Some of the greatest memories of my life were Christmas Eve, going to my grandmother's house. Every Christmas Eve for about the first 30 years, we would go there and gather as a family and eat together, open presents. And it's amazing to see that tradition has transformed into my little family now. Now I'm the grandfather, and my kids bring their kids. So every Christmas Eve, we celebrate as a family, and we celebrate the birth of Christ.
That's Mike Lefevre. Here's the Lefevre Quartet with I'll Be Home for Christmas. Christmas, the Lefevre Quartet. It's been a busy December for the Mylan Hayes family, who have been touring with Greater Vision, but they're back home now enjoying some of their family traditions. Wendy talks about some of those Christmassy things that their family does.
Well, us girls always make peanut butter balls. That's our thing. We make Christmas candy. So we love to do that, and that kind of gets us fat and happy, and we get in the mood for Christmas, and we always make that little puppy chow mix with the powdered sugar, and it just feels like Christmas. And on Christmas morning, we always make cinnamon rolls.
We used to go caroling. When we were a lot younger, we would go around to people from our church and carol to them. And
now we do that
for a living. Yeah, I was about to say that. So I guess the tradition lives on.
That's Kennedy Hayes. One of the big songs on their Christmas project is "Who Is He in Yonder Stall?"
It really tells the whole gospel story from start to finish. It starts at the manger, then it moves into the garden where he's praying, the cross, and then the empty tomb at the end is the big triumph at the end. But that is like, it seems like the whole album is building to that moment, that song.
And what a song it is. Here's the Mylan Hayes family with Who Is He in Yonder Star?
Who is he in yonder star? At whose feet the shepherds fall? Who is he in deep distress? Fasting in the wilderness? Tis the Lord, a wondrous story. Tis the Lord, the King of glory. At his feet we humbly fall. Crown him, Lord of all.
Who is he the people bless for his words of gentleness? Who is he to whom they bring all the sick and sorrowing?
Tis the Lord, a wondrous story. Tis the Lord, the King of glory. At his feet we humbly fall.
Yonder Star, that's the Mylan Hayes family. The Christmas jubilation continues in a moment. The sisters bring their mother, Brenda Rupert, back on a big Christmas anthem. I'm Rodney Baucom, wishing you a Merry Christmas.
This holiday season, Meyer Oil and LP thanks their loyal customers for an amazing year. They send warm wishes for a Merry Christmas and a prosperous new year.
Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel and Westby invites you to help the less fortunate this holiday season. Now through December 24th, bring 10 non-perishable food items to help local food pantries in the area and get a 10% discount on your entire purchase. Free financing available. Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel and Westby invites you to help the less fortunate this holiday season. Now through December 24th, bring 10 non-perishable food items to help local food pantries in the area and get a 10% discount on your entire purchase. Free financing available.
Diamonds, rubies, sapphires, garnets, amethyst. What's your favorite jewelry? This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and it's Christmas. We work all year to have the best jewelry at Christmas time. So many rings, necklaces, earrings that you might have a hard time choosing which one to get her, or maybe get her a full set of matching pieces. Full no-interest financing available with approved credit for those larger purchases. So, need a stocking stuffer or need a once-in-a-lifetime gift? We are here for your Christmas shopping needs. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
This holiday season, the Family Thrift Shop would like to spread cheer and gratitude. They're sending heartfelt thanks to their incredible volunteers, shoppers, and generous donors who make their shop a success year-round. To celebrate this season of giving, they're offering a half-off sale on everything Christmas now through January 4th. Don't miss it. Follow them on Facebook for updates, and remember, donations are always welcome during business hours. Wednesday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 10 to 4, located at 120 South Main Street. The Family Thrift Shop supports nonprofit organizations right here in our community. The Family Thrift Shop, where giving truly makes a difference.
A gospel Christmas.
Welcome back. The Bible says in Isaiah 7:14, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Here are the sisters with special guest, their mom, Brenda Roop Hurt. "Jesus, You Are Him."
Isaiah spoke the word that a mighty one would come to bring healing to all nations and restore Jerusalem. Many centuries
Jesus, You Are Him, sisters joined by their mother, Brenda Rupert. Becky Isaacs Bowman gives us the backstory on one of her favorite Christmas songs.
A song called A Labor of Love. It was written by Andrew Peterson. I believe this song truly tells us what it was really like the night that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was born. We have gotten really good at glamorizing holidays and forgetting the true meaning of the season. A Labor of Love really gives us a true, accurate feeling of what it must have been like that night.
That's Becky Isaacs Bowman, and here are the Isaacs with Labor of Love.
It was not a silent night. There was blood on the ground. You could hear a woman cry in the alleyway that night on the streets of David's town. And the stable was not clean, and the cobblestones were cold. Little Mary, full of grace, with the tears upon her face, had no mother's head. Was a labor of pain. It was a cold sky above, but for the girl on the ground in the dark, every beat of her beautiful heart was a labor of love. Joseph by her side, calloused hands and weary eyes. There were no midwives to be found in the streets of David's town in the middle of the
Isaacs. Mark Bishop did a little research on one of his favorite Christmas classics.
One of the songs that I've always enjoyed singing at church was I Saw Three Ships. And so I started to research the history of that song. Well, actually, if you listen to the lyrics of that song, there's some things in it that's kind of problematic, as one of the verses talks about the ships came into Bethlehem, to Bethlehem, to Bethlehem. Well, Bethlehem is landlocked. The ships didn't come into Bethlehem. So whenever this song was written, you know, we knew we didn't want to record that version of it. So I started to imagine, as a songwriter is apt to do, why would I be happy to see three ships come sailing into a dock? So we have reimagined the song, I Saw Three Ships, and now there is a story.
That's Mark Bishop, and here he is with I Saw Three Ships.
They left upon three ships one day, lifted sails and crossed the bay. Though the skies were cold and gray, they'd see us in the morning. We watched them sail away, and then I got back to my work again. Sure, the smithy in the glen must keep the fires a-burning. On that night I woke to fearsome winds and thunderstroke. I listened to the waves that crashed upon the ships in mooring. The storms that howled throughout the night ebbed away by morning light. The harbor now was such a blight, 'twas wrecked without a warning. We salvaged what we could and learned. The ships that left had not returned. For many days and many nights we left the lighthouse burning. Feared the ships were lost at sea, that ruin was their destiny. We searched the coast for their debris, the widows wept in mourning. It's been a week ago today, the snow is falling across the bay. No one here could e'er be gay, though this be Christmas morning. Wind of pain for someone's running down the lane. Thank the Lord is his refrain. I throw the window open. In the distance I can see a ship or two or maybe three. And when the bells began to ring, I had to laugh at what I'd see. I saw three ships come sailing in, come sailing in, come sailing in. I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day in the morning. On earth shall ring on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. All the bells on earth shall ring on Christmas Day in the morning. All the souls on earth shall sing on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. All the souls on earth shall sing on Christmas Day.
All three ships, that's Mark Bishop. In just a moment, Lauren Talley talks about one of the great things for the whole world at Christmas, and we have a powerful version of O Holy Night coming up.
Get ready for some fun and support a great cause. The Richland Center Rodeo Committee is hosting its 11th annual 8-pin tap bowling tournament Sunday, January 12th at the Phoenix Center. Featuring two shifts, the first at 11 and the second at 2. The cost to bowl will be just $15, and you can sign up at the Phoenix Center now. This exciting tournament is a vital fundraiser for the Rodeo Committee as it gears up for the 2025 Rodeo Finals happening June 13th through the 15th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Come out, have fun, and support the Richland Center Rodeo Committee. They thank you for your continued support. Again, the 8-pin tap bowling tournament, which is the 11th annual, will be held Sunday, January 12th at the Phoenix Center with shifts at 11 and 2. This holiday season, Cardinal Glass CG is reflecting on the incredible support they received. They wish all of their customers joy, peace, and a wonderful new year.
Sean's Auto Repair and Performance is grateful for another year of support from their amazing customers. They wish everyone a Christmas filled with love and a new year full of possibilities. From Richland Locker to their cherished customers, happy holidays. They're grateful for the support throughout the year and are excited for what's to come in 2025.
Although the cross of Christ represents suffering, we can also look at it as a new beginning and fresh hope for salvation when we call upon Christ's name. Your friends at Park Street Christian Church invite you to attend in person Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for fellowship, 9:30 for Sunday school for all ages, and 10:30 for worship. You can also watch them and like them on their Facebook page. Begin anew where the cross shines brightly every evening.
Meyer Oil and LP, the unsung heroes behind the scenes at WRCO Studios, keeping the music flowing and the community connected.
It's 26 minutes away from 8 o'clock as you're listening to the Gospel Greats on WRCO. No Packer football today, but instead we have the Cinnamon Bear. Yeah, that's right. The full Cinnamon Bear will be broadcast starting at 1 o'clock right here on WRCO FM 100.9. A yearly tradition continues, so be sure to tune in. That will be coming your way, followed up with Old Country. So a lot of great programming coming your way today.
A Gospel Christmas.
Welcome back. Christmas conjures up many childhood memories. Michael Howard of True Song remembers a very special Christmas.
One of my favorite Christmas memories would be the Christmas of 1997. At the time, PlayStation was a huge deal. Gosh, I'd wanted one, you know, since it came out. And my parents put together a scavenger hunt for me around the house. And I didn't think that's what it was going to be for. I just thought, you know, it would be something that was cool, but not that. And when I found it, it was in the bed of my dad's truck in the garage, parked in the garage. And you couldn't have given me $1 million as a kid and me been any more excited than that. It was amazing.
That's Michael Howard, and here's True Song with Hope Was Born.
Do you have a table with an empty seat? Is this season more bitter than sweet? The fire is aglow, but you feel alone. Everybody else has Christmas cheer, but you're finding your joy has disappeared. Tears keep falling just like the snow. Come and find the peace you need in the gift that Jesus brings. No more hopeless nights, no more searching for the light. The darkness broke on Christmas morn when he left. Christmas will forever mean
no more hopeless nights, no more searching for the light. The darkness broke on Christmas morn when he left his throne so we could know. It's more than just a feeling, it's heaven sent redeeming. The silence when Christ came down and hope was.
song with Hope Was Born.
A Gospel Christmas.
Jason Crabb shares the Christmas story from Luke 2, verses 1 through 6.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made by Cyrenius, governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into their own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house of the lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered.
Luke 2 verses 1 through 6. Here's Jason Crabb with Old Holy Night.
Stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh,
oh,
That's Jason Crabb. The birth of Christ that we celebrate at Christmas, Lauren Talley says it's an opportunity.
I think Christmas is the one time of year where everyone on some level acknowledges the Creator and acknowledges the incredible gift that God gave to this world in the form of His Son, Jesus Christ. Even non-believers know the songs about Jesus. Even non-believers have some familiarity with the Christmas story. It's part of our culture. It's part of our heritage. And they may never acknowledge Jesus any other time of the year, but for the month of December, Jesus is part of our mainstream culture and conversation.
That's Lauren Talley, and here she is with Who Would Imagine a King?
Mommies and daddies always believe that their little angels are special indeed. And you could grow up to be but who would imagine a king? A shepherd or teacher is what you could be, or maybe a fisherman.
The Irwins, and a special song by the Neelands.
On Monday, January 6th, 2025, join Partners for Prevention for the Community Dinner and Strength in Connections event at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. The evening kicks off at 5:30 p.m. with a delicious free dinner prepared by Jody Presch featuring roasted turkey, mashed potatoes, and all the fixings. After dinner, stay for an inspiring talk at 6:30 with parent coach Mary Gugisberg, who grew up in Waniwak. This special event is an opportunity for parents, caregivers, and community members to come together to explore how we can foster true belonging and strength in connections. There's no cost to attend, but please RSVP by January 2nd, 2025 by calling 647-6131 extension 1516 by the 2nd of January. Come for the meal, stay for the conversation, and leave feeling inspired to build a more connected, inclusive community. Don't miss the community dinner and strength and connection event Monday, January 6th at RCHS. Call today to reserve your spot, 647-6131 extension 1516.
Down to the final days of shopping. This is Jamie at J.G. Walsh Jewelers, and I have to tell you, we still have so much jewelry left for your Christmas loved ones. Hundreds of gold rings with diamonds or gemstones. So many diamond earrings, small or large, fancy or simple. One-of-a-kind, gorgeous gemstone pieces that only one person on Earth can own. And of course, diamond bracelets that sparkle like the twinkle in her eyes. No matter your budget, no matter their age, we have some awesome gifts for Christmas. Full, no-interest financing available with approved credit. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center.
Hey, it's Carl, wishing you a wonderful Christmas season filled with happiness and safety. Best holiday wishes from all of us here at Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists.
As the year ends, Prem Meats expresses their gratitude for the continued support, wishing all of their customers a magical Christmas and a bright new year. Season's greetings from Rick Morgan at the Richland Center Landfill. Your trust makes everything we do possible. Wishing you a holiday season as wonderful as you are.
Bindle Tire and Auto sends warm holiday wishes to their incredible customers. Thank you for making this year a success. Here's to a joyful holiday season and a fantastic new year.
A gospel Christmas.
A few years ago, the Irwins had a Grammy-nominated Christmas album, What Christmas Really Means. Chris Irwin talks about one of the standouts on the recording in The First Light.
Ever since we cut it, we have so many requests for it because it encapsulates the full story of Jesus all the way up to his return, which is our ultimate hope.
That's Chris Irwin, and here are the Irwins with In the First Light.
In the first light of a new day, no one knew he had arrived. Things continued as they had been, while a newborn softly cried. But the heavens wrapped in wonder knew the meaning of in the weakness of a baby. They knew God had come to earth. As his mother held him closely, it was hard to this baby, not yet speaking, was the word of God to men. He would tell them of his kingdom, but their hearts would not believe. They would hate him, and in thank you.
First Light, that's the Irwins. At Christmas, we enjoy our families and traditions that our families have held close. Following the plane crash of July 26th, Autumn Neyland Streetman will have a very different Christmas, but she does celebrate with her husband and friends, and newborn baby Rhett James was born on December 1st, which was also Kelly Neyland's birthday. In memory of the Neylands, and for all of you who may be facing your first Christmas without someone, we share this song from the Neylands, Christmas in Heaven.
December hasn't changed. This town still looks the same.
In Heaven. That's the Neylands. And that'll wrap things up for the program today. All of the music heard today is available at singingnewsstore.com. Again, that's singingnewsstore.com. Coming up next week, we'll be counting down the top 20 songs that will appear in the January edition of the Singing News Magazine. I'm Rodney Balcom. Thank you for listening. Remember, the gospel is the good news. Let's all strive to know Him and to make Him known. And we'll look for you again next week, right here, Lord willing, with more of the Gospel Greats.
Diamonds, rubies, sapphires, garnets, amethyst. What's your favorite jewelry? This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and it's Christmas. We work all year to have the best jewelry at Christmas time. So many rings, necklaces, earrings that you might have a hard time choosing which one to get her, or maybe get her a full set of matching pieces. Full no-interest financing available with approved credit for those larger purchases. So, need a stocking stuffer or need a once-in-a-lifetime gift? We are here for your Christmas shopping needs. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center.
to record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
This holiday season, Tri-County Building Supply thanks their loyal customers for an amazing year. They send warm wishes for a Merry Christmas and a prosperous new year.
From Richland Locker to their cherished customers,